and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 6th of February, 2008. It's the birthday of Ronald Reagan, born on this day in 1911 in Tampico, Illinois. He was the oldest man to be elected president. He was 69 when he was elected. He was the first president to wear contact lenses. He was the only president to have been the head of a labor union, in his case, the Screen Actors Guild, which he headed from 1947 to 1952. And he was the only president to be wounded in an assassination attempt and to survive. Ronald Reagan, whose first job after college was as a radio sportscaster at WOC in Davenport, Iowa, he auditioned for the job by recreating, in front of the microphone, the fourth quarter of one of his college football games from the previous season, which gave him a chance to become a staff announcer. He became an announcer in Des Moines after that, where he got a reputation for recreating Chicago Cubs baseball games based on information that came over the wire without description, created stories to accompany the statistics. His boyhood nickname was Dutch. His Secret Service codename was Rawhide. Ronald Reagan, who enjoyed feeding the squirrels, who lived outside the Oval Office, and who once said, "You can tell a lot about a fellow's character by the way he eats jelly beans." It's the birthday of lexicographer Eric Partridge, born in Poverty Bay, New Zealand, 1894, who wrote some of the first dictionaries of slang, putting into book form the language of, as he said, crooks, criminals, racketeers, beggars, and tramps in his Dictionary of the Underworld and a Dictionary of Catch Phrases. It's the birthday of the poet Victor Hernandez Cruz, born in Aguas Buenas, Puerto Rico, in 1949, grew up on the Lower East Side of New York, and became an important member of a group of writers known as the New Yorican Poets, poets from Puerto Rico who grew up in New York City. And it's the birthday of the television anchorman and author Tom Brokaw, born in Webster, South Dakota, in 1940. NBC White House correspondent for years, and then anchor of NBC's The Today Show and The Nightly News, who in 1998 wrote a best-selling book, The Greatest Generation, about the people who fought World War II. His most recent book, Boom, Voices of the 60s, came out last year. Remembering the assassination of President Kennedy in 1963, Brokaw wrote, "In ways we could not have known then, the gunshots in Dealey Plaza triggered a series of historic changes, the quagmire of Vietnam that led to the fall of Lyndon Johnson as president, the death of Robert Kennedy in pursuit of the presidency, and the comeback, presidency, and subsequent disgrace of Richard Nixon." Here's a poem for today by Fleur Adcock, entitled Things. There are worse things than having behaved foolishly in public. There are worse things than these miniature betrayals, committed or endured or suspected. There are worse things than not being able to sleep for thinking about them. It is 5 a.m., all the worst things come stalking in and stand icily about the bed, looking worse and worse and worse. Things, poem by Fleur Adcock, from her selected poems published by Oxford University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shavonik and Andrea McAvee. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.